Do you know the answer to this question?
Who has the most Clear Channel listeners in the whole wide, wide world?
Well, everyone knows the answer to that question, but in case you don't and can't answer it tonight,
you'll win big money on Clear Channel, honest to goodness.
Oh, gee.
Aren't we just a little bit over Hawaii on WCCO?
I didn't have anything to do with it.
All right, listen, Abner, will you and get off that grass skirt and quit now? Now that I've put him back on again, put it back.
Welcome home, Randy.
Thank you, Chuckles, and let me just say to you, many thanks for yours and Charlie Boone. And who else? Ray Christensen? Who all was in here?
Well, mostly it was like Charlie and me.
Charlie and you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for
and Abner, of course.
Keeping the office open during these many weeks. And it may sound facetious, but I mean it in all truth, in spite of the weather, that it's a delight to get back home. You know, when you've been away for maybe 2 months, it's certainly nice to get back in the old hometown.
Do you like the weather we ordered up for you?
It's all right with me.
Yeah.
I haven't kicked any chunks in a long time.
Say, boy, we had some,
making
too.
It up.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Dick, let's not talk about the return of Handy Randy, because more people are interested in Clear Channel, honest to goodness, and I may forget how the program works, so you'll have to help me from time
to
time.
Well, you start off with $8.30.
All right, we'll do that, and we have special questions. I did find out just briefly that you lads have a great big one going for about $365.20. on those two universities and the old football rivalry.
Yes, that'll be tomorrow night. We want everyone to know that we'll continue that seriousness.
And on the special Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program, which now will give us all a chance to visit with our neighbors throughout the United States, Canada, or wherever they listen to WCCO, we will use just little special questions, each having a value of $8.30, and nearly all of them, I think all of them, pertaining to CCO land. So here goes the first call. Yes, it is. It's delightful to be back. And you know where? One thing that's so much fun about working at WCCO, it seemed that wherever I went, everywhere from, of course, Hawaii, Japan, Kyoto, Osaka, Nara, Nikko, Macau.
That sounds like the
Hong Kong.
Tokyo infield.
Well, so help me, Dick. Everywhere I went, I met people from CCO land.
Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. In Hong Kong, I met Mr. Knobloch of the Twin Cities, St. Paul, I guess, and... He and Mrs. Knobloch, he's former vice president of Farnham's, retired now. They were going around the world, and Mrs. Merriman and I just happened to step into a taxi cab. There they were.
I'll be done.
Shared a cab with them. We're ringing on the very first call now of 1 hour's on a half hour early because of the 1 hour time allowed for our Clear Channel, honest to goodness, and thank goodness for that.
There's the phone ringing. Took a while for it to click, clack, click into place, I'll tell you. Hello?
Yes, sir?
This is Honest to Goodness calling the Bruce Morrison residence in Cannon.
You don't say so.
Yes, we do.
no. We're just sitting here, and we could... First night that we haven't been able to get you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is this Mrs. Morrison?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get a chance to tell everybody where we're talking to you.
Yes.
This is in Cannon City, Colorado. Is that right?
It really is, uh-huh.
Well, my heavens, that's a long way, isn't it?
Meet Randy Merriman.
Hello, Mrs. Morrison.
Hi there.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Are you a native daughter of the West of Colorado?
Oh, no. We've been here a good many years, since 22 in Colorado.
Where did you originate, Mrs. Morrison?
Well, I came from Texas. My husband's from Tennessee, and we met in Oklahoma and moved to Colorado.
Well, there's a real
smorgasbord.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Morrison, I did happen to note when you said to Dick that this is the first night that you have been unable to get us. By that, you're telling me the reception then is not clear in Cannon City, Colorado?
I imagine it must be this storm that we've had going through here and going on.
You have a storm going on now?
No, yesterday.
Oh, yes?
And it's gone on east, and I imagine maybe it's interrupting the reception.
Uh-huh. Well, a big snowstorm, huh?
Pretty good. We had 12 inches and then about 6 or 8 inches Sunday.
We have a little suggestion, and Dick, we might just make mention of this at this time. Mrs. Morrison, not that this may pertain to your radio, but sometimes, you know, when you try moving your radio from side to side or just turning it around, there's a good and a bad side to a set.
And I moved it from room to room.
Oh, you moved it from room to room. And
because we really like your program.
Yes, thank you. Also, sometimes fluorescent lights may create too much static to hear the signal clearly. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Dave? Yes. You have no fluorescent lights there in the kitchen or anything?
No, not all. We do have in the kitchen, but we didn't have them on. Uh-huh. But we haven't failed to get you every night, and I knew you were coming on earlier tonight, and we didn't want to listen.
How did you happen to stumble across Old Honest to Goodness, this program, Mrs. Morrison?
Oh, I just don't know. We've been listening for quite some time, just within the last year.
Isn't that nice? Well, we're happy. Have you ever visited in our CCO land, Minnesota, Wisconsin, or North?
No, I've never been any further than Kansas up in there.
Dick, Mrs. Morrison's been, you've certainly been a lot of places, though, when you told us, Texas and...
Yes, I have. We've been to California. And have you ever been to Colorado?
Oh, I have relatives there.
I certainly have.
Why, certainly.
I went to Colorado one time and took a Pike's Peak.
Oh, well, we're not...
A peak at Pike's Peak, I mean.
37 miles, you see, from
is that
Colorado
right?
Springs. Yes.
Yeah, is there a prison or in Cannon City?
It is located here.
Uh-huh, I knew that.
I will never forget Colorado because I think Pike County was named after... Zebulon Pike was.
Yeah, that's a mistake of mine.
Pike's Peak was.
Yes. Well, this was a kind of an in-shop joke, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago, we asked.
Lots of fun listening
well,
to you fellows.
Thank you. Thank you. We had asked a question about where you would find Pike County, and there is no Pike County in our state, and we certainly had to get that question off the air in a hurry.
Well, just a little slight mistake we made.
Well, Mrs. Morrison, how would you like to win $8.30 from WCCO?
Oh, did someone get the big question?
Well, no, that question is continuing. We maintain the question, but you see, this question, I mean on our Clear Channel night,
yes,
we have special questions.
I'm glad it's not that ball game.
No.
I have searched my mind till I'm crazy.
Well, let's hope you win our money on this. You all set to win a little money?
Yes, I'll accept it with gratefully.
A little mad money. All right. Now, Mrs. Morrison, let's find a question. Do you have one there, Dick, that looks...
Well, let's try. Let's try... Number two there. How does that...
Number two?
Yeah. She should know that.
All right, good. Now, this one, Mrs. Morrison, you may want to get some help, you know, from Bruce or anyone at home there with you.
Just the two of us. We have no children.
All right. Well, you ask Bruce if you wish. Now, here's the question. When a Minnesota hunter refers to a rooster, he doesn't mean the barnyard variety, but does he mean a partridge, a quail, or a pheasant when he refers to a rooster?
Okay.
You want to ask Bruce?
When a hunter refers to a rooster, is it a partridge or a...
Quail or a
quail
pheasant?
Quail or a pheasant, a rooster.
How's that for...
That's a real tricky one, all right, yes. What if a person is not a hunter, you know?
I know.
Well, I'm just going to have to guess. Let's see, I ought to know that.
Well,
my mind's just in a whirl. Let's see.
Okay.
Partridge?
Yes, a partridge, a quail, or a pheasant. Which one would it be?
It's a quail.
Well, now you see, that's part one of the question.
That's
now,
right.
Now,
it's either a partridge or a pheasant.
Yes, now part two of the question, which is it, a partridge or a pheasant?
Well, I know it isn't a pheasant.
Well, now, you might reconsider that.
Yes, I'd suggest you study that.
What we want you to guess is whether it's a partridge or a pheasant.
Yes. Is it a...
Must be a pheasant,
is it a cartridge? It is. It's a peasant. A pheasant.
She knew it all the time.
Let's give a nice hand.
Right.
There you go. Of course. What you were doing, we understand, was just eliminating the wrong ones, getting them out of the way there by saying it's, getting the quail out of there, and that's it. Well, Mrs. Morrison, we are now going to send you
$8.30. No, won't that be something I hear?
It's always something when we send $8.30 out, Mrs. Morrison. This radio station is happy to pay you that money, and as a little thank you for listening to WCCO, I hope your reception will always be clear and that we can count on you as one of our Western friends for many, many years.
And I have got friends. I've been telling them for them to listen in on you.
All good.
And if you're ever in Canyon City, you look us up, and we'll be so happy to have you visit with us.
Well, I certainly will.
That's very kind of you.
Yes, ma'am.
You do the same thing when you come to the Twin Cities, will you?
Well, I'm afraid I'll never get that far west. I'm getting too old.
No. Never to visit CCO land. But when I'm a-riding down the canyon, stride my steed, I'll be a-riding down the canyon there. And,
okay.
Oh, boy.
I better not sing.
Maybe you should stay in Hawaii.
Mrs. Morrison, thank you so much. Honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you. Now,
yes,
Dick will get...
it was more so to me to have will.
Dick will get your, all right, your mailing address now in Canyon City, Colorado. Yes, uh-huh. Thank you, ma'am. Well, we have some interesting news here for basketball fans, particularly those who are aficionados of Minnesota and would like to know how Minnesota's going to go, or rather how Michigan's going tonight. You know, Michigan and Indiana are playing at Indiana, and the score is 96-95. Michigan in the second overtime.
It is not. No kidding.
What happened? You have a later score?
That's it. The same thing. It's finished. Final, huh?
And that's Michigan?
96-95.
Won it by 1 point, and they were in the second overtime.
Yeah, I was just rolling,
well,
that's all.
Hmm?
I just, yeah. You see, if Michigan had lost, the Gophers would have been tied for first place.
First place with Michigan, but the Gophers still have two games to play yet.
That's right,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Maybe on our Clear Channel evening, we'll get a call into Michigan tonight and see if they're going, whew,
it was a two overtimes.
Two overtime periods.
81-81 the other first overtime, and 92-90, what'd you have there?
96-95, Michigan at the second. I didn't know it was over, but I guess that's the final now, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a little time check here, and then we'll go on to that next call. It is 20 minutes before, or is that 19?
19.
I'm so underneath the clock, I can't tell. It's 19, like Jurgen Nash. He swings under it. I'm standing right under it. It's 19 minutes now before 9 o'clock. That's Nash's Coffee Time. And if you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee, Nash's new instant coffee, now available at Noel and Zippoy. That's a good coffee. $8.30, and here we go.
Boy, this direct distance dialing is something, isn't it?
Yes, gets you through in no time, except when you don't do it right, and we're getting a mess then. Abner is looking well, I'm glad to see, and you look well, Dick.
Have you noticed anything different about me?
Let me just take a look. You're still wearing your hair in the sort of Eddie Albert fashion.
You don't notice my new physique?
Oh, you're getting skinny.
Yes.
That's right. You are, really.
Hello?
Hello. This is Honest to Goodness calling for Mrs. Fred Robertson in Omaha, Nebraska.
When who?
Mrs. Fred Robertson.
Yes, this direct dialing is a real
yes,
dandy.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Is Miss Robertson there? She said, wait a minute.
Yes, I think probably.
Yes, I've. Oh,
sounds like they're listening to the radio. Though.
I've become a regular athlete.
But who is that? Oh, yes, you are.
There's, yeah.
Uh-huh. What? You kick chunks. I heard that you had a great chunk-kicking thing while I was away.
Yes. We managed to hang on to the trophy, Randy.
Good for you. How did you manage to finagle it? I wouldn't say cheat. How did you finagle it this time?
Well, we used Fred Cox as one of our team members.
Oh, that's... You've got a professional.
You know, yeah, well, he kicked left-footed for us. And it turns out that he did a pretty good job.
Well.
Ms. Robertson? Hello, hello? Can't hear what's going on in Omaha.
I think by way of Omaha, we're getting another radio program.
Something.
Hello,
hello
Mrs.
Hello?
Robertson.
Hello, hello. They got hung up by the...
You know, it's very possible that... was that the young lady that answered the
telephone?
Oh, there.
Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Robertson?
Uh-huh.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Who was that that answered the phone?
We thought you were, though, Mrs.
Yeah.
Robertson.
Oh, that was some of my little kids. I got a bunch of kids.
Oh,
I was
I
about
see.
To say that I thought maybe a youngster answered the phone and kind of forgot when he was walking away from it.
Oh, he said maybe it's a bill collector, Mama.
Oh.
Well, we can pay those bills almost.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mrs. Robertson, this is Randy along with Dick Chapman. How it's nice to talk to you in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, I didn't think you'd ever call down here. I just sent a card in just for fun, really.
It really? You've been listening to WCCO then, I gather, from your sending the card? Over
oh,
the past.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I
say,
listen to it every night.
Oh, good. Say, you folks really got clobbered with that snowstorm, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We had 18 inches.
Uh-huh. And have you ever got a dugout yet?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. The streets are pretty good now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No new weather coming in. We just talked to a lady in Canyon City, Colorado, who said she just got another new snowstorm Sunday night.
Oh, I know. They have it pretty bad out there, too. I have a sister in Denver, and I guess they have it out there quite a bit often, you know, more than we do.
Are you a native Nebraskan?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your family, Mrs. Robertson. How many young people are there in your home?
Oh, I have 7 at home now, but I did have 8. But she's married now, and I'm a grandma.
You sound very young to be a grandmother, if I may.
Oh, well, thank you.
Does she sound like
not
a young grandma?
Young.
Yes, I've ever heard a young grandma. That's a young grandma.
Well,
Yes.
Well,
if I ever had one.
Do I sound young, like, for a grandfather?
Oh, yes, you do too. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, here on Pepperidge Farm, I've been a grandfather for a long time. 3 times. Mrs. Robertson, we're all ready now to give you a chance not to. We're not going to collect a bill, but we'd like to send you $8.30. So, good luck to you, and are you all ready for a question?
Yeah, but I'm not very bright.
Well, now, let's see. I'm not very bright when it comes to asking them. So let's see how you do on the answer here. Are you a sports fan? Let's ask you that.
Oh, no, not very much.
Well, all right. Here, I know. I'll find one here that you ought to be able to get. I think this shouldn't be too difficult. Let's try this. Now, during... well, this is a kind of a sports question, though. During the last baseball season, we'd like... No, that's too... That's not fair. If you're not a sports fan, here's one. Iowa, that's pretty close to you, isn't it?
Yeah, right next across the river. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. No, that wouldn't be any good either. That's too close.
Oh, too close.
Yeah. Brainerd, Minnesota is the home of a legendary lumberjack who kept a giant blue ox. Now, what's this big fellow's name? He was a legendary fellow with a great big axe.
And can I ask my husband?
Sure, go ahead, ask
hey,
your...
Fred,
your husband. No, ask your husband.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
No, ask him about
hey,
the...
Hey, Fred, do you know who a legendary lumberjack is?
He kept a giant blue ox.
That kept a giant blue ox?
Brainerd, Minnesota.
What? Paul Bunyan?
That's it.
Paul
boy,
Bunyan,
that's
yes,
it.
Sir.
Yes,
right.
Sir, you bet. Fred was right. And so that Paul Bunyan pays you $8.30...
Well, boy, that can be used around here with all these kids.
I bet it can.
I'm sure tickled that you called. I really didn't even expect it.
Well, it's a delight to us, and I know, Mrs. Robertson, that even now, as many people throughout the country on our Clear Channel program are listening, they have made another friend in meeting you tonight in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, gee, thanks a lot. I mean, I'm glad you called even if we didn't win the money.
Well, you did, and thank you. Now, Mrs. Robertson, Dick Chapman, how do we come in down there, WCCO, to Omaha?
You come in pretty good. Just once in a while you fade out. Well, probably it's on account I have a little transistor radio I keep upstairs, you know, and
I
listen at night.
Well, it was like I was telling the lady in Canyon City, Colorado, if you kind of turn that radio a little bit, you know, it can... There's a good side and a bad side to radios.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right. And when our show comes on, that's the bad side.
Oh, no, that's good. I like it.
Thank you. Mrs. Robertson, it's been a delight to speak with you this evening, and now Dick will get your mailing address in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, this is Clear Channel Night. We hope that you're going to send us your telephone number, your name, address. Where do you live? If you're listening to WCCO Radio, we'd like to call you. And shortly we'll give you information about our next Clear Channel program. You know, there's something, though, Dick. A lot of folks try to pull our leg. They try to spoof a little bit by sending in a postcard under false pretenses, right?
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes.
You know, we have a machine around here which spots postcards sent by CCOlanders, folks living in CCOland, to relatives far away. And this special device was invented by Abner, and it eats up all the postcards which are sent under false pretense.
Right. Now, come on, folks. Only bona fide listeners can compete in honest-to-goodness. Our trolls in the back room...
Yes, and in the control room, too.
Our trolls in the control room can spot it when you fill out a postcard for a loved one across the country and then send it to him or her, and he got the telephone number written in, and even though it's postmarked from the foreign spot, our machine spots it.
So there you are.
Now we mutilates it.
So right? What we're trying to say is if you
shreds
live...
Shreds it to pieces.
Yeah, if you live 4 blocks from this radio station, don't send a postcard to Uncle Elmer in Kissimmee, Florida, and ask him to mail it in, see, because then we call Uncle Elmer and he says, what? Ooh.
Yeah,
here
never
we go.
Heard of you.
Hey, say, look at, now this is going to be a surprise. I hope we make the connection on this one.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And by the way, got a special note for you. Wherever you live in this great land of ours, you're invited to be listening here on 830 this coming Wednesday night at 8:05 Central Time when Governor Karl Rolvag of Minnesota tells Minnesota's story coast to coast. And wherever you live, you'll be able to talk directly with Governor Rolvag by calling WCCO Radio Collect. And you can ask him about Minnesota, and we'll pay the bill. So that will be Wednesday evening. Let's hope this one answers.
Yeah, there it is. Ringing now. Hope someone's home. We've been west, now we go east. Quite a fur piece east.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling Edith Mendelson.
You must have the wrong number, sir.
Is it 853-6924?
Well, the problem is with the number of 853, you say?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
No, there is no such name here, sir.
This is not 853-6924.
We were calling long distance and direct dial. That's why we wondered if we had misdialed the number.
Well, those numbers coincide with this number, yes.
Oh, but there's
no Edith Mendelson.
No,
there.
Sir.
Sorry, sir. We're sorry we bothered you.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Now, isn't that something?
For heaven's sake, you know something? I wonder if we had. Did you have the city? You suppose
it
couldn't possibly be a different city, huh?
No.
Well, isn't that something, though?
We were calling Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
And, no Edith Mendelson. Well,
the gentleman, not that I expected him to have a these, those, and there, you know, like Brooklyn, because I know many people.
You think we were talking to Ivana or something? Huh?
Well, the gentleman, you know, could have been from any other section or area of the country. But
what if I dial it again and we got the same guy?
Well, do you want to try it just for laughs?
Will you talk to him if it's the same guy?
No, we'll just say that we try it again and...
here we go.
Ask if it's Brooklyn, will you? Ask if this is Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, very good.
Not this, but that. I mean, there. While you're doing that, shall I try Muska lighting?
Well,
light on the subject, or do you want to wait till you get in?
Let me wait
okay,
here and see what
let's
happens.
Let's do that, yeah. Let's wait, folks, till we get hung up on here. In case you missed that score, it's 96-95. Michigan defeated Indiana in a second overtime period.
Real wing-ding. Where was that, at Michigan or at Indiana?
No, at Indiana, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Tomorrow night, the Gophers and Wisconsin at Wisconsin. Are we on the radio tomorrow?
I believe we will be after that ball game.
Just find out.
Okay.
I'll wait here while you talk to me.
Very good.
Hello?
Is this Brooklyn, New York, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh. I'm sorry. Same thing. We were trying that
number
again.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, sir.
Yeah.
Because invariably you're going to reach me. You would have to check it some way with your operator.
Yes, we won't bother
because
you again.
Your numbers will coincide with my exchange now. Unless it was, you see, I have had only this number for the past 2.5 years. If it was a very old number.
I see. Well, very good. We won't bother you again.
No, you're not bothering me. I hate to see you calling from some distance and...
You know where we're calling from?
No, I have no idea.
We're calling you from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I'll thank you. It's nice to hear you, sir. But
thank you.
I hope that you find a way to correct this, because otherwise you'll be calling me all along.
Surely. Well, we're sorry, and we will not...
That's all right, sir. Don't be concerned.
Okay, all right.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
That was
let's
fun
call
anyway.
Him again. He was so nice. Go ahead, let's call him again. Huh?
You wouldn't dare.
He said don't to be concerned.
Yeah, just keep
we can't because
if
we have
the phone the third time,
other
really
calls
be
to make, yeah. And, you know, I mean, if the Twins ever play Brooklyn in a series or something...
I hope the boss is not listening. That's twice we wasted his dough.
Sitting next to the guy, I got a sock in the nose. No, the boss is... Hey, the boss is in Brooklyn tonight.
Oh, is he really?
He's in New York, in Manhattan, yeah.
Oh.
Well, we'll make the next call then. And while we do that, I'd like to just say a few words for our friends at Muska. Goodness, this looks good to see a commercial again. I've been so sustaining the last 2 months. At Muska Lighting of St. Paul, you select from the largest display of lighting fixtures in the Northwest. Now, you know that. You've heard us say that so many times. And you've heard us say that before right here on this program. But let me tell you this fact, and it's even more so now than ever before. That's because Muska Lighting is expanding with a new upstairs showroom. Chapman told you he's shrinking, but Muska Lighting is expanding. And in addition to the bigger than anything else around the main floor display, both conveniently located, of course, at 700 Grand in St. Paul. Big choice is important when you shop for lighting fixtures, and that's what you get at Muska Lighting, right along with the lowest everyday prices on fine quality electrical merchandise. At Muska, you can equip a 3-bedroom home with fixtures for as little as $79. And you can choose an imported... You're doing all right, boy. An imported Spanish cast bronze and crystal chandelier for only $42. And listen to this. For a limited time only, Muska Lighting offers WCCO listeners a special 20% discount on portable electric heating equipment. Just say that you heard about it on WCCO Radio, and the big 20% saving is yours. That's at Muska, M-U-S-K-A, Muska Lighting, 700 Grand in St. Paul, just one block west of Dale. Open tonight, that's Monday, were till 9, open Mondays and Thursday nights till 9, and 3:30 Saturday afternoon.
That means they're open for 6 more minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Hurry over to Muska.
You know where the greatest display of lights that I saw in my entire, while I was gone, away from here?
Where?
Hong Kong Harbor.
Oh, yeah, at night, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people live there on the
Oh,
boats,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
I should say so. The fishing junks and sampans, and there's people, this amazed me to learn this, but they're born and grow up and live their entire lives and die right on the...
right in the water.
Sampans and the junks, yeah. Yes, it's a tremendous world, and having had this opportunity just to see a part of it in the Far East was a very enlightening experience to Evelyn and me. Uh-oh, we got an answer.
Hello.
I think we've got Disneyland here. What?
It's Kitty's night. Hello there. Let me talk to your mother or dad.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh boy. I mean, you
boy,
know what this
boss's
is costing
money
us.
Money is going down the drain tonight.
Is your mother there?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, Susanna, you know, for goodness, how do you like that?
Let me talk to Reg.
Hello. You don't suppose that was Dad we were talking to, do you?
Hello?
Oh, there we are.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Tell Dad that he's one on the phone. It's Honest to Goodness.
Who's this, Mrs. Havel? Hello, hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this, please?
Pardon?
Who is this, please?
Just a second.
Tell her who you are. Yeah, no, I think we've got a third party.
Mary, shut the radio off, will you?
Well, we're calling for Reg. Is it Reggie or
hello.
Reginald? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Havel?
Yes, sir?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from the Twin City. Yes, yes. How are you?
Not the Culligan man.
No. Well, sometimes, yes.
How's Abner?
How's who?
Abner.
Hi, he's here, as usual, you know.
Yes, sir. Abner is right on the ball. Maybe we can push him off. There he is.
I can hardly hear you.
Well, we're giving everything we got. I just want to tell our listeners we're talking to you in Kenora, Ontario.
Yes?
Here's Randy Merriman.
Yes, hello. Is it Mr. Havel or Havel?
Havel. H-A-V-I-L-L.
Yes, Mr. Havel, I'm sorry. Do you hear us now a little better?
Not very much.
Oh, well, you're coming through very nicely here, and I'm sorry you can't hear us. I observed today, Mr. Havel, that Canada now has its new flag.
Yes.
Well, that's a real exciting, that's very exciting news to the entire world. May I ask you your own personal impression? What is your feeling about this?
Well, now, I don't like it.
You don't, sir?
No, sir.
Would you care to elaborate or to tell us why?
I'll tell you.
Yes.
There is no maple leaf in the western part of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't represent the whole of Canada.
Yes, sir, I see. Now, and also it might be wise perhaps for us to tell people that are listening throughout the United States and Canada that your province of Ontario is about, would you say you were in the midwestern part of the provinces, or would you consider yourself
the
western?
We live in the northwestern part.
The northwestern part.
Actually, some of the, Quebec and there are down quite a bit south of the Kenora, see?
Oh, yes, indeed, I know that, Dick, yes. Well, this was an interesting observation to get from you, sir, because I know this is it's a tremendous thing when a new ensign or emblem or a new flag is representing an entire nation of people, and it's a big undertaking. This took quite a while before it came about, did it not?
Yes. Yes, there was quite a racket about it. If it had gone to a referendum, lots of us had been more satisfied, you know.
I see, sir.
But there's lots of us that don't like it.
Well, may I just say this to you as one of your neighbors, however, here from the South, and you know you have a lot of your neighbors here throughout the USA, that whatever the flag or the colors may be, that the people that are under them, that's the thing that to us is the dearest and very nice. We always look forward to visiting Canada.
Say, what do you do there in Kenora, sir?
Well, I tell you, I'm mostly blind and have to be retired.
Do you live right in town?
No, I live out on the Rabbit Lake area. That's about 3 miles out of Kenora. We're right on the edge of the lake.
Oh, really? This is Lake of the Woods, Randy, and Kenora is the headwaters.
Well, this isn't part of the Lake of the Woods. It's another lake.
Oh, I see. You live on a different lake.
Yes.
But Kenora, of course, sits right there on the Lake of the Woods.
Yes, well, Kenora's right on the Lake of the Woods,
Mr. Havel, it's really wintertime where you are, isn't it?
Well, we had it down to 49 below a couple of 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness. May I ask you, when would be the normal time that the ice would break up there where you are? Would it be...
Well, I tell you,
June,
we had 11 months winter and 1 month poor sleighing. So it broke up pretty late in the season.
you had what? 11 months?
11 months winter and 1 month poor sleighing.
Oh, yeah? That sounds like an old wives' tale.
Well, now, Mr. Havel, let's see if we can't send you some money. $8.30 if you answer our question. Are you all ready to try?
Well, I'll try, but I don't know whether I'll make have any luck.
I think you will. I think you will. Let's see, Dick, let's pick a question. Which
How
one
about
do you
number one there?
Number one.
Shouldn't know that one.
All right, why don't you ask the question, Mr.
All right.
Here we go.
I got a better one. Number three.
Number three.
Canada's border community of Fort Frances is a sister city to one of Minnesota's northernmost cities. Famous for cold weather. What's the name of that city?
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll try it again. How about this? Canada's border community of Fort Frances is a sister city to one of Minnesota's northernmost cities. That city is famous for cold weather. And what's the name of that city? The sister city to Fort Frances.
It's sister city.
Yes, it's in Minnesota and one of Minnesota's...
It's in Minnesota.
Yes, and one of Minnesota's northernmost cities.
It wouldn't be Duluth.
No, sister city to Fort Frances now.
Yes, right across from Fort Frances.
Oh, I really can't tell you.
Well, let me... Have you have you visited northern Minnesota yourself around...
No, sir, I've never been in the States at all.
Well, darn it, I only wish that we... I'll tell you, I'll give you another guess. We'll give you another guess for your money. Take another guess of another Minnesota city, and if you guess it, you'll still win the money.
It's, Not, let's see, from you, it's probably 120 or 30 miles.
Pardon?
I'd say this city from Kenora is probably about 120, 30 miles south and a little bit east. It's a border point in Minnesota.
International Falls.
By George.
How did you get
got
that?
It on the second guess. That's the right answer. You're in, Mr. Havel. That's it. International Falls.
Well, it was very nice talking to you.
Well, sir, it was a pleasure and a delight to visit with you.
I tell you what.
Yes.
There's one bone I've got to pick with you.
Yes?
I'm not mad or anything, but I hear a lot of people blow about Texas, you know.
Oh, yes?
And I just want to tell those folks that they could set it down in Ontario. We'd still have lots of room.
You're right. That's right.
They could, if they settled down in Ontario, there'd still be a lot of room. All right, sir. Well, you'll be interested to know that our next call is going to Texas. And thank you so very much,
Mr.
Hamill.
Thank you a lot, too.
Okay, now here's Dick. And now while Dick is getting the address in... Ontario, Kenora, Ontario, may I just say that this is the Clear Channel version of Honest to Goodness. And Dick Chapman is right over there. I'm Handy Randy back from the Far East. All of this is from Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830, radio station WCCO. Well, Dick, what do you say? You ready to go to Texas?
Let's see. Where? I got to find one here. Next page?
There's a million places to go, but let's follow up with Texas, huh?
All right, do I have it? I don't see it. Oh, I see. Okay.
It must be there because I have it 5 feet away from you. I have it here. While you're doing that, let's talk to the popcorn aficionados. If you like popcorn, say you like it even better when you try Old Dutch popcorn. It's all popped, perfectly seasoned, ready to eat. Old Dutch uses the finest hybrid popcorn, very best there is. Get a big bag of Old Dutch big white fluffy popcorn, just 19 cents, and you can't beat a deal like that. Old Dutch makes so much that's good in snacks. The best pretzels at your grocer's are also made by Old Dutch. Old Dutch pretzels come in twists, extra thin pretzel sticks, and crunchy pretzel rods. Pretzel rods? Well, I'll be darned. Extra fresh and crisp because they're made by Old Dutch. For a delicious taste surprise, try Old Dutch Piggy Puffs. My, the things have happened since I've been away. Well, this little piggy had a pretzel. They're made from bacon and popped into crispy, crackling puffs. Piggy puffs go great, for some reason or another, piggy puffs go great with dips, but they sound kind of odd in the commercial, don't they? In fact, there's a free packet of hot sauce in every package for making special piggy puff dips. This could get a little messy in your pocket, folks, so be sure you put them in the dish. Now, to discover new, different, and tantalizing snacks for every occasion, just look for the name Old Piggy, or Old Dutch, I mean. You'll have it. Oh, they're very good. The Old Dutch folks, it's amazing. All those things I didn't remember when I left here.
We were doing great with that account until you came back.
But I'm very good on chama and chop suey. Ah, so I tell you.
All right, we're calling Texas this time by cracky. As soon as it click-clacks into place, I can hear the relays.
Our next clear channel, all clear channel, honest to goodness program is on...
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
In Texas?
Too bad, too.
Oh, isn't that a shame? Where were we calling, Texas?
Pampa, Texas. You ever hear of that place?
I have not. I don't think we've ever called there, have we?
No, I've heard of the Wild Bull of the Pampas, but that's something else, isn't it? All right, let's try this one. Okay. We'll keep a cowboy flavor anyway.
Mm-hmm. I started to say our next all-clear channel honest-to-goodness program is on Monday, March 15th. That'll be at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sorry, I won't be able to be here with you, Dick. I'll be on my vacation then.
You're what?
I'm going to be gone. It's rather embarrassing to tell you this, but it's a work assignment. I'll be in Jamaica, and...
You got back just in time to talk about your next tour, is that it?
I can't help it. It just has to be done. This is our Fan in the Stands, the annual tour, and it just happens to come in March because the season for the Twins opens in April.
I see.
And Calvin said, look, we want you to bring the fans and come down. The boss said he's figuring a new trade. Trade me, I think. John Hyatt, and send him down.
Phone's ringing. In the Southwest.
Marlin, special operator, check your code and redial, please.
All right, thank you.
Gee, that's a shame.
If you
fail to get it, give it a quickie there. And
all right, I'll do it once more real quick. Wait a minute. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen to this dial tone.
Now, our phone is sick, I tell you. Something's wrong with it.
Oh, well. Maybe it's the cold weather.
I've never heard one like that either. You saved all these for me.
I'm dialing this over again just quickly to make double sure.
While you're calling here, I could mention again, you know, meeting people from CCO land. We were, Evelyn and I were flying from Tokyo to Hong Kong, and on the plane we got struck up a conversation with a gentleman, a very fine gentleman on the plane, and his name was Professor George Seltzer. He is from the finance department at the University of Minnesota, and the professor was on his way at the invitation of the Crown Colony to Hong Kong to work in an advisory capacity with them on the economic condition and situation in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
So here we chatted with a professor from the University of Minnesota all through our flight to Hong Kong. What is this?
Yes, this is Honest to Goodness calling for Fern Gernant.
Yeah, this is Fern.
Fern, in Emblem, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Well, how are you?
Fine.
Did I pronounce your last name wrong, right, or in between?
You spelled it right.
It's Gernant, then.
Gernant, yeah.
Yes. Well, how are things in Emblem, Wyoming?
Fine.
How would you like to meet Randy Merriman, our quizmaster?
Ha, that's the end of this line right there.
He didn't answer, so.
Yes, hello, Fern.
Hello.
What, are you a student?
I'm in the fifth grade.
Well, that's being a student, all right. And what school do you attend?
Emblem School.
How large is Emblem, Wyoming?
Huh?
How large is your city? How big is Emblem?
Oh, we live in the country. We have a country school.
Yes. How many at... Oh, I see. How many are in your school then, Fern?
Oh, we have about 32.
Indeed. How far must you go from your... Do you live on a ranch, do you? Yes, well, a farm. Then how far do you go from your farm to your school each day?
We're not too far from the school. I walk to school every day.
You do not have to take a bus, then. Have you had a lot of snow there, Fern?
Yeah.
At Emblem? Uh-huh. Well, how many hours a day do you spend in school? Do you have to be in there at 8:30 in the morning, do you?
No, school starts at 9 o'clock.
And runs, you take your lunch, and then, or do you come home for lunch?
Oh, I take my lunch sometimes, and I come home. Sometimes.
I'm pretty nosy, but I was just trying to figure out, you know, if you spent the entire day there at school. Mm-hmm. Is it... Now, just one more question. Is it a little red schoolhouse?
No, it's white.
Oh, darn it.
Well, most of them are white. You
know. Yeah.
What's the nearest big town in Wyoming?
Big town?
Yes, nearest to you.
Oh, let's see. Grable's clearest to us, but it's not too big.
Grable?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How far are you from, Cheyenne?
Cheyenne? I don't know.
She lives in the next town.
Oh.
I think about 500 miles.
500 miles? Well.
Well, now, Fern, how did you happen to find out about Honest to Goodness? Have you got a little transistor and you listen to a radio while you're doing your homework? Or how did you find out about WCCO?
Oh, I don't know. My mother was turning the radio one night. She just found it. Was listening to it ever since.
Is that right? Well, now that's... And you hear us pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, isn't that nice? Are you a Beatle fan?
No, not especially.
What's that?
Not especially.
especially.
Not especially. Well, that's
good
why
girl.
I ask, because we have a prize now. Are you ready to win the prize?
Yeah.
500 Beatle records and a hammer. And, but you, no, we'll give you $8.30 if you answer the question. You all set?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, Dick. Where do we find a good question for a young lady in the fifth grade?
How about number four?
Number four. All right, let's try this. This question now, Fern, listen very carefully. What is the capital of the state of Wyoming?
It's second.
All right.
Cheyenne.
I don't think
Cheyenne.
I, yes,
that's
Cheyenne.
Right, I think.
There you are. And who gave you that answer?
Nobody gave it to me.
Yeah. Well, all right. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. If it's good enough for you, $8.30, and we'll send you the money. What'll you do with all that money?
I don't know.
Huh? Dick?
I don't know for sure.
Dick, this young lady has just won $8.30 that she doesn't know what to do with.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you can't find something to do with it, send it to me, and I'll invest it for you.
I bet he will, yeah.
I just found Emblem on the... You're pretty close to the Grand Teton National Park, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well.
Well, now, Dick Chapman's going to get your mailing address in Emblem, Fern. And honest to goodness, it was very nice to talk to you. You tell your mom and dad that we called, will you?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Here's Dick. $8.30 to the young lady, fifth grade student in Fern, Wyoming. Well, it's 9:10 right now. That's a good time for your Nash coffee break. And if you're in a hurry to use the ultimate in instant coffee, Nash's new instant coffee is now available at Flick's Supermarket. And it's spelled just like it sounds, F-L-I-C-K-S. Flick's Supermarket.
There, I've dialed another one in a hurry. See if we can get some more calls in here very shortly. This is also in what you might call cowboy country.
We've been kind of leaning on the west here this evening.
Yeah, well, we've got to
find out how the west was won.
20 minutes to go here. Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling for Kearney Bourbon. Hello, hello?
Yes.
Is Kearney there?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling, long distance.
Oh, Kearney, come here.
All right.
Hurry up.
This is Red Lodge,
Honest
Montana.
To Goodness is calling you.
Red Lodge, Montana is up in the mountains, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello, Kearney.
Yes.
This is Dick Chapman and Randy Merriman calling from Honest to Goodness.
Glad to meet you.
Yes, happy to meet you in Red Lodge. How's the weather tonight?
Oh, we're having real winter here.
You know, some way or another, Dick, I kind of have the feeling Have we ever talked to you before, Mr. Bourbon?
No, you have not.
Oh, I guess... I thought we'd talked to someone in Red Lodge. I guess maybe we haven't. I'm glad.
No, you haven't.
I think we talked to someone in Big Stone once.
That was it, I guess. Are you far from Big Stone, Montana?
No.
Pretty nearby, huh?
Oh, Big Stone is a long way from here.
Oh, it is a long way away.
We're down here. It's the northeast entrance to the Yellowstone Park.
Well, oh, yes, yes.
About 60 miles south west of Billings.
What do you do, Mr. Bourbon?
I'm retired.
Oh, I see, sir. And may I ask, before retirement, were you in the ranch business or something like that?
No, I was an agent for the Northern Pacific Railway.
Oh, yes. A railroad agent.
Yes.
A railroad man.
That's right.
Yes. Well, Mr. Bourbon, I'm glad that we found you at home this evening because we'd like to send by... rail or air, I don't know how this letter will go out, but a check for $8.30 if you win our money tonight.
Okay.
Now, I'd just like to find out, though, how you hear WCCO pretty well there at Red Lodge, Montana.
Yes, we do.
Isn't that nice? Were you ever...
I listen to you about 3 times a week.
Well, good for it. Have you ever been to Minnesota before?
Oh, yes. My wife was raised around Minneapolis.
Oh, I see. Was that your wife that answered the phone?
Yes, it was.
She kind of thought we were fooling a little there, I think, too, when we called. Well, Mr. Bourbon, do you have any, do you or your wife have relatives or family or people living near here now?
Oh, yes. She has quite a few in Minneapolis.
Wouldn't care to name some of them. Would she want to name them? Maybe they'll know she was on the radio tonight.
Well, most of them are retired. You know, the Ives... Ice cream company?
Oh, indeed, yes.
Well, he was one of her relations.
They
live in Florida right now.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They've retired, have they?
Yes, they are.
Now it's It's Bridgman now.
Yeah,
you know,
it's Bridgman.
All
now.
The way, all
that's
the way.
Right. That's right.
Well, Mr. Bourbon, let's give you a chance to win some money. Are you all set to take a little of our money?
I'll try.
Okay, good. Let's see what we can find for you here. How about this? Little sport question for you. Now, during last baseball season, can you tell us which American League team led the league in home run hitting? Which American League team hit the most home runs?
We're kind of proud of them.
Yes, we're very, very proud of them here in the Twin Cities.
We Minnesotans really think they did a good job.
Oh, I should say they did.
What is the... let's see.
We've got a great baseball team here in Minnesota, I want you to know, Mr.
I'm just trying to name it.
They play here in the Twin Cities.
Yes, Calvin Griffith wouldn't trade them.
Oh, let's see. I can't think of the name now. It's...
Well, let's see. Who's in the American League, Randy? There's the Cleveland Indians,
well, there's
the New York Yankees.
Yes, sir. Boston Red Sox.
And the Minnesota Twins.
Oh,
and
yes.
The,
Kansas City.
Kansas City Athletics.
Yes, and the Minnesota Twins.
And the Louisville Slugs. No, that's a different league.
Yeah, that's right.
There's the Minnesota Twins.
Los Angeles Angels.
Los Angeles Angels.
And the Minnesota Twins.
And there's...
Come on now, Mr. Bourbon. What team do you think, huh?
Oh, I'll stay the St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go. Vault. Come on now, you're pulling my leg here. Mr. Bourbon, I'm going to send you the money anyway. I mean, we can't top that. Mr. Bourbon, we were actually talking about the Minnesota Twins, our own team right here in Minnesota. By the way, Harmon Killebrew, Mr. Big Stick himself, at one time came from Payette, Idaho, which of course is very near Montana.
That's right, just across
and,
the line.
And now he's living, I guess, in Oregon.
Say, I just occurred something to me. You know, in March, March 22nd, Kearney, we're going to have one of our WCCO land calling programs in which you, if you'd like, can call your governor. Governor Tim Babcock, isn't that his name?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, he'll be on our radio station speaking from his office there in Montana, and you can phone... collect through WCCO and talk to him on our Calling WCCO Land program. That's March 22nd.
Well, that'll be fine.
All right.
Well, sir, let me tell you, it's been a delight to talk to you, and I hope someday, Mr. Bourbon, that you and Mrs. Bourbon will come back here to visit in the Twin Cities and come out and see a ball game, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir, thank you. Now, here's Dick Chapman. Honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you, sir.
Well, the same to you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. All right, another Clear Channel call in just a minute. It's fun skipping around the country by the magic of WCCO, isn't it? All right, now, while Dick is getting ready to place this next call, I can't get over that yet. It's still...
Listen, that was like a script, I tell you.
All right, let's talk about gift house stamps. You know, I know that you know about them and how valuable they are, but if you've ever thought, I wonder how easy it is to do your gift shopping that way. You see, you won't be fighting crowds. All you have to do is just shop with the merchants that give gift house stamps, then pick up the gift house catalog and select the gift you want. There are so many beautiful, choice, quality merchandise items in this catalog, too. And before you know it, you will have saved enough to get the gift of your choice. There's only top brand name merchandise on display at the Gift House Redemption Center, and that's where you will find it. Also pictured in the exciting catalog, such things as luggage for travel, radios, transistor radios, TV sets, all kinds of things, sporting goods. Baseball season coming up, you may want to get a ball bat now for the Cardinals or something. Anyway, remember, do all your shopping at merchants displaying the Gift House stamp signs and get that extra bonus of Gift House stamps. Start today and see how soon you have the Gift House stamps you need for the gift of your choice. Ringing now. Here we go.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling Boonville, Missouri for Eddie Bryan.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Bryan?
Yeah, just a minute.
All right.
Eddie?
Where are you calling?
Boonville, Missouri.
Charlie Boonville, Missouri?
No, just Boone. I think it's named after Daniel Boone. Well, one of the Boones, anyway.
My goodness. I bet it is at that, sure.
Why, this is only...
And you being an old Missourite, is it?
Well, yeah, this is only about 30 miles from where I went to school.
No fooling.
That's right.
Where was that you went to school?
Columbia, University of Missouri.
Hello?
Hello, Eddie?
Yeah?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from the Minneapolis St. Paul studios of WCCO.
Just listening to you on the radio.
Well, now, isn't that something?
How are you, Eddie? This is Randy.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. A little bit, kind of got a little cold down here.
You got some of that executive flu?
Well, it's not exactly a flu. I just got a cold from yelling last Friday night at the ball game.
Uh-oh, basketball, huh?
Yeah, we was behind 18 points to half, and we came out and won a 3.
Oh, yeah. Who were you playing?
We was playing Paris, Missouri.
And you're talking about Boonville High School?
No, I go to New Franklin. We're across the river.
Oh, yeah, I know where New Franklin is.
You know, my partner, Dick Chapman, is from Missouri. He said he went to school about 30 miles from where you live in Boonville.
Well, where at?
Oh, I went to the University of Missouri.
Oh, well.
At Sedalia.
No, not Columbia.
Well, I was just trying to see if you really knew where you went to school.
Yeah, we're about 25, 30 miles from there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Eddie, tell me something. How come Boonville... Was Boonville named for Charlie Boone?
Not that I know of. Yeah.
Was it named for Daniel Boone?
I don't really know.
Well, I don't know either. You know, I just happened to notice Boonville, and I thought probably like Daniel Boone it might have been.
Eddie lives in across the river in New Franklin, which is kind of like a suburb of Boonville.
Oh, that's right.
They don't recognize Boonville as a legitimate community there.
Well, it's... You don't say over there in Franklin.
No.
You say here in Boone.
That's right.
All right. Now, Eddie, we've got a question for $8.30. Would you like to win it?
Well, I'd like to try.
All right, good. You know, I think it might be a good idea to have Dick Chapman ask you the question, and then that would... You were born in Missouri, were you, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. I was born over at Boonville.
Oh, see? Over there at Boonville. Well, we here in St. Paul and here in Minneapolis would like to ask you a question over there in Boonville.
All right. Here's the question. The famous poem Song of Hiawatha has its roots in Minnesota. We want you to tell us who wrote it. Who wrote the Song of Hiawatha?
That's that Indian, poem. Mm-hmm. By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the big sea laughing water, sat the little Gitche Gumee, laughing, scratching, always sewing and patching. Something like that.
Not quite that way, but...
Well...
This fella had a long name there.
Yes.
Three words in his name.
Under the spreading chestnut tree he stood writing all those poems.
He did?
Longfellow?
Longfellow.
Yes, sir, that's it. Longfellow. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. You just took the answer right out of our mouth. Well,
we've been studying about Wordsworth at school, an English poet. We've been getting him mixed up with Wadsworth.
Well,
That's New Franklin High School. Yeah, well, Wordsworth was
fingerprints will straighten that out.
Right.
But I tell you what, Eddie, we're going to send you a check for $8.30. And now Dick Chapman's going to get your mailing address here in Boonville. And
in New Franklin.
In New Franklin,
right.
Yes. Okay, and honest to goodness, Eddie, it was nice to talk to you. Do you hear us pretty good down there?
Well, some nights we do and some nights I don't.
How are we doing tonight?
Well... Louisville's kind of cutting in tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe tomorrow night we can have the dance.
Yeah, hope so.
Say, how's the river this year? High, low, or in between?
What do you mean in between?
I don't know. I don't pay too much attention to that part of the paper.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's a little bit low.
I see. Well, okay, we'll send you that money in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you, Eddie. Now, Dick is talking to Eddie Bryan in Boonville, Missouri. And what do you know, it's another honest-to-goodness clear channel call coming up. I'm just trying to look around here. Do you see something that would take us...
Well, there's one way west. We've been west quite a bit, haven't we?
Say, how would you like to try this one and get their reaction there? Huh?
Oh, all right.
I'm talking about reaction because if you missed a little earlier or haven't heard yet, Michigan defeated Indiana 96-95 in second overtime. And since folks and Eddie had just mentioned about the basketball game, and we've got a basketball game, two of them actually, with Michigan coming up, Minnesota, so it could be pretty interesting.
That Boonville, is the home of the famous Boone County Ham.
You didn't tell me you lived there now. You said 30 miles away.
Well, I know, but
you're so modest.
That's the fame of that ham gets outside the county line once in a while.
Oh, sure it do.
Yeah.
There goes the call.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling.
Yes, sir.
Larry Pegler?
Yeah, that's right.
In Detroit, Michigan.
That is correct.
Well, happy
I'm
to
listening to you.
Well, very good, very good.
Hi, Larry. It's nice to talk to you tonight. How are we coming in there?
Well, earlier, Louisville was cutting in and Fort Worth was.
Oh, yes?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you something that I did learn earlier, though. I learned earlier that the University of Michigan cut into Indiana and won that basketball game.
Yeah, I heard that also.
Oh, boy, I bet you're pretty happy about that.
That's right.
Well, you've got a great basketball team.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean it. They are there. When a team, is number one and holds that position as long as they have against tough opposition, they got to be good. Minnesota and Michigan will have a couple of interesting games, too. I know that.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in Detroit, Mr. Pegler?
Well, I work for the Michigan Consolidated Gas Company.
Oh, yes, a big firm.
Yes, it
a
is.
Big firm, yes, sir. You a native Wolverine, are you?
Yeah, I'm a native-born Detroiter.
Right there in Detroit. What do you think about the Tigers? How's it going to be for them this year?
Well, we're all wondering.
Uh-huh. Did you say you were listening to our program tonight?
Yes, I'm listening.
Did you hear when
I listen quite every night. Just
Did you hear by any chance when we were talking to the man in Red Lodge? Was it Red Lodge, Dick, Montana?
Yeah, up in Montana.
Yeah, we were asking him about the home run ball club, you know?
Yes, sir.
Trying to get him to say our Twins.
He said, the Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, he said the Cardinals.
Yeah, you paid him off anyway.
Oh, sure. You know, we got to pay him off so that he'd keep quiet about those Cardinals.
Which one of you are from Missouri?
I am.
Yeah, my wife's from down there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right. Well, Brookfield and Chillicothe.
Yes.
I go down there quite often, in the fall of the year. It's too hot for me down there.
Larry, my partner, Dick Chapman, being from Missouri, once in a while he gets a little ornery, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
How about your wife?
Well, I have to cut her down.
Well, now, Larry, we'd like you to win some money. So here we go for $8.30. And let me see if I can find the question. Here it is. All right, let's try this one here. Here we go. Meredith Wilson's famous Broadway show, The Music Man, took place in fictitious River City. Now, he admitted it was copied after his hometown of Mason City. Now, Mason City is in which state?
Mason City, Iowa.
That is right, Larry Pegler, and that $8.30 is yours, and you'll get our check very soon, and I hope it doesn't bounce.
Yes, sir.
If it does, put it right through the hoop like Michigan did that basketball.
Well, thank you.
Very nice to talk to you, Larry Pegler.
Nice talking to you, and I enjoy your program, and I'm listening for the outcome of that football question.
Well, we'll get back to that again tomorrow night.
Yeah, very
and
good.
It's good to know that we have good neighbors and boosters in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and nice talking
okay,
to you.
Here's Dick. Let me see now. You know, it's, my goodness, 27 minutes after 9. And why isn't that a good time for Nash's Coffee, too? So if you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee, Nash's new instant coffee, now available at McBeath Market.
Want me to try another one?
I don't think we can do it, Dick, in so short a time again, but you were mentioning some of those special programs coming up, and I think maybe might repeat that again.
Oh, yes,
it is pretty interesting.
Talked to the young lady in Emblem, Wyoming. We have a calling WCCO Land program featuring the governor of Wyoming, Governor Hansen. And that will be on the 24th of this month, February 24th, which I believe is a Wednesday. And then we mentioned the governor of Montana, Governor Tim Babcock, will be on calling WCCO Land March 22nd. Now, you see, during these special governor calling programs, you folks in your home states, like in Wyoming and Montana, will be able to call your governor, collect, by calling us. Because he'll be connected with our equipment at WCCO's open mic program, and you can talk with him on the air, as we've done previously on two occasions so far. We've had the governor of South Dakota, the governor of Wisconsin, and this Wednesday night will be the governor of Minnesota on calling WCCO Land.
Are you going to have the governor of North Carolina and the governor of South Carolina?
You mean here in CCO Land?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to know what the governor of North Carolina said to the governor. I've always heard, but I never heard what he said.
I don't know whether they've got that lined up or not.
Well, it looks like we're running out of time. Just again, it's a pleasure to be back again in CCO Land after a two-month visit throughout the entire Far East.
I heard that tomorrow night
He's playing that pipe with the thing coming out of the basket there.
I heard that tomorrow night on Honest to Goodness, you're going to show the pictures of your trip. Is that right?
Yes, I'll show some slides. Won't that be nice?
That'll be tremendous.
Meanwhile, how would you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
Come on.
And this is Chuckles Chapman and Handy Randy. Thank you so much for your company. Abner is going to clear us out of here now while we move aside for Jergen Nash. I'm delighted to be back to listen to Jergen's fine music.